This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is our number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are standing by for Stephen Jones right here on your home of the Cowboys. He joins us every Friday around 3 o'clock. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., of course. We did have a Tolo, Anthony, from Massachusetts, bring a 24-pack of Diet Coke by. So if you're in the area and you're feeling about 12 ounces short, need a little caffeine jolt, I can hook you up right now. There's Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus. They're at the broadcast table with us here at Rally House in Arlington. Great place to come by, get some Cowboys gear for the holidays. TCU, UT, I mean, every team here in Texas.
Yeah.
And some other ones as well. You know, I see a little bit of USA gear.
Yeah, they got, like, if you're into, like myself, the LSU situation, and no Wolchuk, you like to imitate me and wearing the clothes. We got stuff for you in the back.
Perfect.
Over here.
I might have to go get that.
They got a lot of Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, LSU. They've got all this taken care of for you. So you,
hell yeah.
Hey, you would never be embarrassed about buying a gift from here and giving it to somebody.
Nope.
Because you're gonna get somebody a great gift.
An unbeatable assortment of TCU gear to get ready for that Big 12 championship game this weekend. They got everything you want, everything you need, and everything you didn't know that you even bleeping needed.
Lucius Alexander is back in the Pimp Cup. You do have Carter Freeman coordinating some video for you. You can watch us at 105thefan.com on Twitch or YouTube, Brian.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Stephen, yeah.
As Stephen Jones joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How would you describe your goals for the rest of the season here with six games to go? Do you have, like, the number one seed with a big bullseye on it? Or how would you describe your goals for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think anytime you get into a season, your goal is to win that NFC East with the Cowboys. And that's your first goal, first and foremost, and followed up by you want to win games in the playoffs and ultimately get to the Super Bowl and win it. And that's kind of the situation.
Stephen, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it sounds like we have a bad connection. And we're going to just go ahead and give you a quick call back here. Maybe he's up in the air working in that, plain office that Jerry Jones was describing the other day. It sounded like that might be possible,
yeah,
right?
Jerry talked about how much you can get done inside that office.
Yeah. So, well, we'll try to give him a buzz back and maybe get a little bit better of a connection. I could hear what he was saying. Okay, he's ready again. All right, and Stephen Jones is back with us here on The Fan. And, sir, do we got you now?
Hey, technology, I was just trying to use earbuds, and I guess my mine don't work.
Okay.
Well, you're coming across crystal clear now.
Yeah, this is great. Good. So you got everything in mind, right? You're looking for the Super Bowl if I picked you up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing here is anytime you go into a season and you're the Dallas Cowboys, your first goal is to win the NFC East, which still is our goal. I know we got to make up some ground here, but we do get to play the Eagles. And then your next goal is to go to the playoffs and have success and ultimately make it to a Super Bowl and win it. I mean, that's, I'm sure everybody's got similar goals in the league, but that's certainly still our goal.
Stephen, I know that you've talked about this quite a bit, but we got to get it out of the way, asking about Odell Beckham Jr.'s coming in on Monday. But I think what we want to focus on is how important is this medical going to be for you and the team to make sure that he clears that before this signing or you move forward with adding him to the team?
Yeah, I think any time a player's coming off an injury, their medical's, important. If they're on your team, it's when they're going to get back. Michael Gallup went through that ACL last year, and, he did his earlier, so Odell wasn't until the Super Bowl. And we had our hands on him the whole time with Britt Brown, who I think is one of the best in the business with rehab. and you know, got him up and going. And as we all know, Michael's just keeps getting better each week, and that's a typical situation with an ACL. So obviously, we want to have him in here and see where he is, and the medical will be important. But certainly, he's been working, and from everything we can tell, and hopefully, he'll be in great shape.
And is it a deal breaker if he's not necessarily available for this year, and it might just be a move for next year moving forward?
Yeah, it doesn't do us. It's not really productive to get into any of these details just yet until we get him in here and see where we are.
Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, does the goal of the Super Bowl seem more realistic this December than even last year when you guys were putting together a great record?
I think I've mentioned, you know, I feel like this team's there's up. I mean, Dak's gotten back, and we've all seen some of the statistics from scoring offense to yards to, you know, production on percentage of scores on drives, red zone. You know, we're right there at the top and feel like we're climbing versus last year where we, you know, started off strong and, you know, for, you know, several reasons, I think we were just not playing as well offensively down the home stretch as we would have liked. But and then at the same time, this defense, I think, is taking another step. And I think they're certainly playing at a high, high level. Obviously, some things we need to work on there, continue to improve against the run. Certainly, we need to, as a football team, clean up the penalties. And then you know, at the end of the day, we all know what wins football games. If you win that turnover margin, then you got a great chance to win the game. So we've got to protect the ball and then certainly hopefully make plays on the ball and turn the ball over from a defensive standpoint.
You know, it's really interesting hearing you talking about that. This is a team that hasn't had Tyron Smith, and Lyle Collins is gone and Amari Cooper is gone. Why do you think the offense is better than last year's at this time?
Well, I just think, you know, some young guys have really stepped up. I think Terrence Steele's done a great job at that right tackle position that Lyle used to man and did a great job for so many years. Certainly Tyler Smith is a rookie who didn't even practice it in the offseason or most of training camp, stepped in at left tackle where he played in college and has really done a great job for us. And, of course, Connor McGovern stepping in there at left guard. For Connor Williams, I just think that group's really played well. And then, you know, it certainly makes you feel good that we got, you know, one of the best left tackles to play the game over the last 10, 12 years coming back. And he's really doing great in his rehab and should be right around the corner there. And that should just add to what already is, a strong offensive line when you got a guy like Jason Peters and you got Farniok, and obviously one of these guys is going to, you know, be depth as well. So we've just got a good group in the offensive line front. We're running the ball, I think, better and better each week, and certainly doing a great job of protecting Dak. So that offensive line group, hats off to them. They're doing a great job.
We were just talking about this like 10 minutes ago. How would you guys handle it if Terrence Steele couldn't go because of illness or something? How would you move him around?
Well, we know Ball right now is our backup right tackle, and he got in the game the other day and really did a nice job. So, you know, that's just something we'll, you know, if something happened like that, we would, you know, as Mike likes to say, get our best five out there. But we also, you know, they got to be the best five at, you know, doing that particular spot. Some guys are very versatile and can play across the line. Some guys, you know, they're just better on the left side or the right side. So all that will go into the equation if, you know, if something were to happen to Steele or he were to have, you know, come down with a flu or something where he couldn't play the game.
Steven, it's probably an unfair question for a guy that sits on the competition committee, but how do you – the penalties, as you mentioned, are a problem. But how about the inconsistencies of officials in the league? Do you worry about you saying, yeah, we need to improve on penalties – but it seems like from official to official, game to game, you're getting maybe some inconsistencies there that might hurt you getting back to taking care of those penalties. Is that something that you think about, you worry about, you know, as you're trying to correct these things?
Well, every team has that issue, Brian. you know, at the end of the day, no one's getting the same crew week in and week out. So, and there are, each crew has things that they're, you know, they tend to be more focused on. And, you know, I think that's just, you know, that's part of it. You have to be aware of it. You have to coach it up with your team in terms of knowing what that crew looks at. Some are more apt to be into the holding calls. Some are more apt to be into DPI and OPI. Some of them are more into the, you know, keeping control of the game and, you know, we'll call a tight game when it comes to personal fouls and things of that nature. So, you know, you just got to coach your team up to that. And Mike is very aware of that. And we've just got to continue, you know, to put discipline into it and clean these things up, especially the pre-snap penalties, which, you know, we've, you know, gotten into that a little bit the last few games. So, you know, that is what it is. I mean, most officials are very consistent when it comes to pre-snap penalties, and we just got to be better at it.
Steven, we are inside the greatness of Rally House right now in Arlington, surrounded by all sorts of great Cowboys gear. I can't help but be fixated on the Tony Dorsett Thanksgiving throwback kind of jersey. You just wore those uniforms. I know you got to jump through a lot of hoops in order to pull something like this off, like switching the uniform, but can even you acknowledge that those throwback Thanksgiving Cowboy uniforms are the top dogs?
I really like them. I do like them. And it's certainly I think our fans do as well, and I think it's great that the league allows us to, you know, have these alternative uniforms. I just think people enjoy it. Obviously, we've got, you know, our number one thing is our tradition and our traditional jerseys, but it's great to be able to go out there and have your throwbacks and wear them on a holiday week there, like we do at Thanksgiving a lot of times.
It's Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. Last time it was Cowboys and Colts. They threw a surprise shutout on us. It was pretty surprising. How confident are you that you can take care of business and, you know, keep this success going?
Well, the last thing you want to be is overconfident in this league. You'll be humbled immediately. And they pay their guys, too. They've got great players that play for the Colts over there. We're going to have our work cut out for us. They've got a veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan. Who knows how to play this game, and great running back over there. And, of course, that's been what most people feel like is our Achilles heel, is stopping the run. So we'll get a good dose of that, I'm sure. And, you know, we'll just have our work cut out for us. They're strong on defense, and we've got to come in there and be prepared to play our best game. Or in this league, you'll end up losing it.
We are also surrounded by a ton of TCU gear. You got that Big 12 championship game happening at AT&T Stadium with K-State and TCU. Also, college football expansion going to 12 teams. You got the Cotton Bowl as one of the semifinal hosts. What do you think about that college football expansion?
Well, I'm actually think it's going to be exciting. I always like it when more teams, you know, have a chance to be in the mix. And, you know, right now with the four, it's, you know, you got to be the cream of the crop, no questions asked. And I think expanding it and giving some teams that maybe gaining momentum down the home stretch that maybe dropped one or two early and have really come on, I think it's going to be exciting for college football fans. And certainly it's great that the Cotton Bowl, which is played, of course, right there at AT&T Stadium, that they're in the mix. I mean, Rick Baker and, you know, that group of men over there that man that board, they do a great job. I've never heard anything but what a great host and what a great bowl game the Cotton Bowl is, and certainly glad to have it right there at AT&T Stadium, and glad they'll be one of the top bowls right off the bat when they expand to 12.
And, of course, they're putting that World Cup at AT&T coming up in 2026. Are you enjoying this tournament? Are you going to be watching tomorrow morning?
I am. I'm through and through. I mean, how do you not get fired up about watching your country go be competitive, whether it's Olympics, whether it's World Cup? You know, it's exciting to do it. And even if you're not a soccer fan, I bet everybody's tuning in. And seems like a great group of young men who are very competitive, doing a great job for the USA over in Qatar. So it's going to be fun to turn on the TV and watch these guys compete.
I can't wait till 2026 to come out to y'all's spot and watch them play. And how exciting would it be if you guys could get the semifinal or the final, huh?
Well, it'd be outstanding. I mean, certainly that's why we decided to invest the type of money we invested, 12 plus years ago, when no one had ever built a billion-dollar stadium in our country. And it's what you want to build it for is for events like this, and to get to have an opportunity, maybe to have, you know, some of the bigger games, whether it's a semifinal, a final, an opening game, whatever that may be. I think we put ourselves in a great position, maybe to get one of those top games. So it'd certainly be an honor, and certainly look forward, as you do, to attending and seeing the World Cup, a big World Cup match in AT&T Stadium.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks so much again for your time, sir, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Salute. There you go. Stephen Jones with you, here every Friday at 3 o'clock on your home of the Cowboys.
He just said that he loves Stephen Jones. I don't know how much he actually means that.
I love him.
You're trying to butter him up, aren't you?
Damn right.
Trying to get some World Cup passes? What are you trying to do?
That's a smart man right there, Brian Broaddus.
I was wondering if Steven was as concerned about Pulisic's gonads as we were.
Yes.
Over the last
That would have been a good follow-up.
I should have asked him that.
It's been an interesting day of
– he was struggling with the earbuds. I think maybe he had other problems.
Earbuds, bro.
They were bods. They were bods.
Whatever.
No, that's what he called
them. They were earbuds.
He goes, sorry, my earbuds are bleeped up. I'm like, well, it's because you got bods in your ears,
I thought
bro.
He was flying. I thought he was kind
of calling. That's what it sounded
like. Yeah, Brian was doing his flying motion.
I was doing my New York arms. Spruce Goose.
I'm a jet.
We got to run, Nation. Having a blast here. Rally House in Arlington on a Friday. Massive college football weekend. Woolchuck has the college football super segment for you next year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back, Nation. It is a big college football weekend coming up. Zach Woolchuck, the Woolly Bully, has a college football super segment for you here as we're broadcasting live from Rally House in Arlington. And you can come on by. Nobody yet has been able to step up to the plate and hit it out of the park. We're looking for somebody who can name 10 members of the GBAG Nation all time. Board ops, producers, sidekicks, phone screeners, hosts, co-hosts. I think there's 13 throughout the history, including a founding father who's been at the Rally House already today, if you want a hint.
Ooh.
Okay, a founding father has been here. But, yeah, if you can get 10 of the 13, we'll give you a free GBAG Nation flag while supplies last. There are five under this table. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, just call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And here he is, Wolchuk.
Thank you so much. We do have an outstanding slate of college football action. It starts tonight.
Yes.
As we have the Pac-12 championship, but more importantly, it's the Conference USA championship game. Am I right?
Amen, baby. Amen.
Am I right?
UNT.
Yeah, baby. Go Mean Green. We got the North Texas Mean Green taking on UTSA, the Roadrunners, a rematch of earlier this year.
What was the final on that one?
You don't want to know. We're going to skip over what happened in that game.
I'd really like to know.
You really do want to know?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to go back and
I'm sorry. I thought you knew it off the top of your head.
Not off the top of my head. It was a North Texas loss 31-27. It was a close
game.
Okay,
there
you
go.
It was a close game. We spoiled it late. We went for it on fourth down, and we did not get it. But this game's going to kick off on CBS Sports Network at 6:30 while we're on the air. Now, North Texas doesn't
have – Sure, it's on Nickelodeon or something like that tonight.
It might be better because I love good slime time. You know,
yeah.
I'm
a
fan of that.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the slime VP?
Austin Ani, probably.
When you guys were at UNT, would you go to games and cheer and stuff?
So our
Wolchuk was a cheerleader.
I was a male cheerleader. Yeah. I was throwing people up in the air. Yeah. I tried out to be the mascot. They were like, "No, you're so attractive. We need to put you on the side." No, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Would
let me be a cheerleader?
Hey.
Hell no! They put my ass up in the booth. They're like, "We gotta hide you."
Wait.
Might have to take what they could get.
How great of a bet payoff? Okay, if somehow Wolchuk loses, he has to put on the Eagle outfit and maybe do half of a basketball game.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, that would be a great one. We might Hank Dickinson, our guy Hank, might be able to pull that off for us.
You only have to do a half. You don't have to do a whole game.
Okay. And our basketball team is pretty good.
Or any sporting event, you have to put on the Eagle outfit and
I'm down
like,
for this.
Fly around.
That would be great.
I'm game.
I wouldn't even mind going back to that cheerleader bit, making him be have his pom-poms and everything.
Yeah,
on the fan
well,
cam.
I knew as soon as I said that I should have
like that one better.
Buried that way down there.
You could get in your uniform now, couldn't you?
I could sneak into a uniform.
Oh, yeah, you could squeeze into one of those bad boys.
Yeah. I might have to just –
the skirt might be a little –
make sure I keep pulling those doubles, those morning and night walks.
Yeah, got to keep doubling up on the walks.
If we could avoid the holidays, we'd be great, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Holidays are killer.
Thanksgiving really just set me back. I basically had to lose everything that I gained last week this week, and now I'm back to where I was, you know?
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's great. It's awesome. So like
panic weight loss,
I made
huh?
zero progress, really, in the
yeah. No, but it's a wash. It's in net neutral, You treated yourself. That's what matters.
Treat yourself. So, go North Texas. Now, tonight we also have Utah and USC. Caleb Williams trying to make his Heisman come true. This is his last chance to go out there at Allegiant Stadium in front of Utah and get revenge on the team that knocked off the Trojans earlier this year. Now, I am taking USC. USC is favored by 3. I do think the Trojans get a win. Now, Utah's a physical football team.
Is this a BetQL-type bet going on here?
The BetQL. I don't think that this is one of my best bets any means. In fact, if I had a best bet, it might be for Michigan to cover over Purdue, Brian Broaddus, just to stick it to you, sir.
I'm just planning on giving Dutch $100.
No, I'm going to take TCU minus 1.5.
Send me your Venmo number, right
against K-State. I think TCU does win tomorrow, and I like them to cover the 1.5. I mean, hell, they should win that game by a field goal, don't you think? I think K-State's going to give them a run
lucky
for their money. But Utah and USC is going
to be – the dream ends tragically tomorrow, unfortunately.
Fun game.
That would be a big blow. That would be a big blow.
You're taking the Wildcats?
I am.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. I know it's an unpopular pick, but, I just – I got to call like I see it.
What?
We're going to have security.
TCU's on a magic ride.
Have you seen all the TCU gear they have?
I know, and I love it, dude. I bought some, actually. I'm cheering for
them. I'm more worried about
the
fans showing up in the TCU gear and beating all of us up.
You can shop one of
the
largest selections
I get out of here with the gear
of TCU Horned Frog gear at this Rally House to get ready for the Big 12 championship game this Saturday if you just come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
But Kansas State TCU is going to be incredible tomorrow. What do you think about your LSU Tigers against Georgia?
Yeah, I tell you what. I expected LSU to beat Texas A&M last week and at least have 10 wins, and then – you talk about getting a quality bowl game from there, maybe showing up, getting the Sugar Bowl, something like that. But You know, the A&M game took a lot out of me last week. And you know, the thing about Georgia, and we've been watching them on tape. We watched them last night, you know, starting to get ready for the college draft that we got coming up here in April. You know, they're just defensively, they're just such a good team. They're well coached. The quarterback plays well. They're skilled players. You know, they cause a lot of problems. They can cover you. I mean, they could, you know, their best corner could take your best receiver out of the game. I mean, that's just the way that Georgia matches up. I'm not expecting much out of there. I'm really not. I'm kind of hoping it's kind of like a World Cup game where I'm not expecting Saudi Arabia to beat Argentina. That's my hope, but yeah. I'm being a realist about this.
Well, the quarterback's going to suit up and play Daniels. That was a question mark. Brian Kelly said he'd be good to go. I don't know how in the world they're going to block Jalen Carter.
Oh,
after we watched him play last night.
They got two freshman offensive tackles here. I mean, they've done a great job all year, a lot better than I ever thought they would be, you know, after the Florida State opening day loss. But Georgia is in a different category right now, very deserving of the ranking that they have.
Is this disrespectful? Ohio State has told the Rose Bowl, do not select us. We're not interested. We don't want to go play at the Rose Bowl game. So Penn State most likely is going to be the Big Ten selection.
What's Ohio State want to do?
Well, they're hoping that maybe USC loses or TCU loses so they still get the outside shot to make the playoff. But I think they're worried about, hey, we've played in the Rose Bowl a lot. And there's an outside shot that it could be a rematch of last year's game where it was Utah and Ohio State, that maybe their fans aren't as excited to go to the Rose Bowl and they won't be able to draw as big.
Yeah, they're
of a
always
fan
there.
Attendance.
I get it.
So they aren't worried about selling all their tickets, then, is what they're worried about.
Right. So it's like, hey, we don't really want to go. We've appeared in the last two Rose Bowls.
They could have lost money going out there, too.
You want to talk about diminishing the other bowl games, though. If I'm the sponsors, if I'm the NCAA, I'm livid at Ohio State for this getting out.
Yes.
You could call me, right? Don't you dare email or text me and have this a digital record, but you could call me and talk about this. We can't have this out.
Well, no. You had a situation, too, last year where a lot of Ohio State's players sat out. Remember yesterday?
You did. Yeah.
Remember yesterday you were saying, listen, if I'm not playing in one of the Final Fours, I'm not interested in playing in your bowl game. I'm sorry. It went at the Rose Bowl. And that's what happened with Ohio State. They went into that game, like, really shorthanded.
Yeah, both their top receivers, Olave and Garrett Wilson. It allowed Jackson Smith and Jigba to have that awesome
game.
Exactly.
I mean,
so many NFL players on that team. Maybe it just doesn't make sense if we can't be in the playoffs. It's just
and you go out there and you play and you get embarrassed. I mean, you don't have all your guys. I know it's Ohio State, but still, I mean, they're still stinging from that Michigan loss. I mean, there's still a lot of things coming from that.
224 says he's about to call the radio station so he can scream at the general for making that comment about TCU losing. I'm sorry, 224. You know,
hey, we got what you're drinking, what you're thinking
later.
Yes,
you have a good chance coming up. You know, you're less than 2 hours away from that opportunity.
Don't just call in and berate the general now. Get drunk first and then call in. And
I like that.
Really, that's how you do it right. Give it some thought. Yeah, of how much liquor you can
great
serve.
Great point.
And don't half-ass this thing.
Don't
that's
half-ass
it.
We don't half-ass anything around here. This is the G-Bag Damnation.
Full ass on a football Friday.
Tom Herman. You guys remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yes, where is he headed? Is he going to?
He's in the broadcast booth right now.
Did Trent Dilfer already get fired at UAB, and they're bringing on? they're bringing on old boy.
He's going to Lane Kiffin's former school. The last time Conference USA when UNT was playing in that championship game.
Oh, FAU.
We lost to FAU. Tom Herman's now going to FAU, and oh my gosh, Boomer Jacks! They have brought us some delicious food that I don't think I can eat any of, but you guys can feast on this.
I am very excited about it.
There might be a garnish.
There might be a garnish. I can have some vegetables.
There's got to be.
Last week you just quit. Go ahead.
Shut your dirty mouth. I'm weighing in tomorrow.
He's been walking twice a day, Broadus.
General's like, I'm giving up sweets because I'm the general. And then he does it. He just like all of a sudden he has sweets every day. Sugar
I have a professional read.
It was over the holidays.
Shut your damn mouth for a second. Boomer Jacks is opening tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the World Cup. You can come watch the USA game over at the location right next to us at the Arlington Highlands. They got Saturday drink specials, $3 bottles. They got Mexican candy shots, $4
Modelo pints, $4 fireball shots, baby, and $5 screwball shots. You can bring one unwrapped toy and receive a free order of fried pickles. You know I love fried pickles. I might have to just taste one fried pickle.
And a screwball.
And a screwball. Maybe I'll have six screwballs.
You are a screwball.
Purchase one $25 gift card, receive a $5 bounce back card, and we are eating right here. We're going to be dipping into the Fat Jack sampler, okay? They got mozzarella blocks, brisket quesadillas.
Whoa.
The fried pickles, boneless wings, and skillet queso with chips
everything
and salsa.
Everything you can eat.
Oh, my goodness. Boomer Jackson Rally House. That is what Texas does,
by
baby.
The way, for all Rally House customers that come out and see us, bring a copy of that receipt from today or tomorrow and receive an order of fried pickles with a purchase of an entree over at Boomer Jack's. So we are partnering together, Rally House and Boomer Jack's, people helping people. It's a beautiful thing. But, yes, Tom Herman is now the new head coach at FAU.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time. That's what Lane Kiffin said when he was over there. Also, big injury for Michigan. Blake Corum. I don't know if we got to this yesterday. He's going to miss the rest of the season. He is out with that leg injury.
1,600 yards of out.
Yeah. But, man, this old – is it Donovan Edwards?
It's Donovan Edwards.
What a monster beast he was last week.
He's good, man.
I don't need to hear that. Not with me with money on the line.
That's true. That's true. He's going to –
it might be good for you to cover, though.
I'm just hoping for a cover.
You're going to give me that $100, though, right? Because you don't need that $100.
No, I told Dutch I'll send it to him right now. I'm not that confident.
Dutch might need it, huh?
Yeah, Dutch needs it.
Dutch
as he's banging on the glass at a Stars game at about a, you know, at a
he's like fist bumping Luca before he jacks a three up.
He's at a $2,000 seat.
I don't
there,
think he needs the
$100. He's going to give it to charity. Former NFL quarterback G.J. Kinney. Has anybody ever heard of this bleep hole?
Okay, let's say that one more time.
G.J. Kinney.
Not familiar.
Sounds like he transferred like five times before he got out.
I've never heard of him. I don't know that he's a real person, but he is.
What?
Yeah, well, he's now apparently the new head coach at Texas State. He's currently coaching at Incarnate Word.
Oh, okay.
He's 34 years old. He's 10-1 in his debut at FCS Incarnate Word.
We had Bailey Zappe as a quarterback there at Incarnate Word, and then he went to
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky, yeah.
No oh, way. Yeah, the former Jets quarterback.
Yeah, former Jets quarterback.
Yeah, he was on their roster.
Was he?
In 2012.
No
yeah,
way.
I remember him.
Gosh, yeah. Gavin is a football guy.
That's right.
He is the football guy on our show.
Good
now,
pull, Dawson.
Brian,
thank you.
Can you tell
he's
me?
He's from Mesquite.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. He's coached in Hawaii.
Well, holy
and,
crap. I apologize to the Skeeters out there.
Well, who knows if he's actually
he went
skeeter.
To school at Tulsa, which we get a lot of respect from Tulsa on this show from certain members.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That means he was a real big-time player. I can't believe you guys forgot him.
I'm still waiting for Lucius to punch you square in the face.
Me too, honestly. GJ's dad was shot at my school when he coached at Canton High School, says the 903. Jeez. 256 says his dad got shot.
What?
Well, that's sad. Thoughts and prayers.
I am so sorry, and I should not have said anything negative about it. Gilmer High School. Oh, Gilmer's a – that's a stud Sewell right there. Gilmer plays some good football.
Good recovery.
Now, can you – thank you. Can you –
not really.
Can you name – shut your mouth, Eric.
You
never support me.
No,
I don't know why I call you a friend. You are the worst.
I literally opened the show with just nothing but respect for your truffle shuffle that you did earlier.
That's fair. You redeemed yourself.
I mean,
golly
dear
gee.
God.
Incarnate Word's mascot, Brian Broaddus. Can you name it?
Oh, no.
It's
no?
It's just like
the Crusaders?
It's a Microsoft W, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Crusaders?
Yes. No, it's not the Crusaders. Okay, you got the first letter right, though. It's the Cardinal.
The Cardinal.
Cardinal.
The Cardinal?
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Okay, Cobb and Stanford.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
Yeah,
be real original.
In the Arizona Cardinals.
Very original.
Hey, are you guys familiar with Texas A&M quarterbacks, Haynes King entering the transfer portal?
That's Longview, Texas own right there. Yeah. Also, Nebraska, former interim coach Mickey Joseph. Yesterday he was arrested for
domestic
assault
violence.
Charges.
And there's an early tease for Biggest L, Biggest Dub, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Rally House in Arlington. And it is time now for Eric Chiafalo's Friday staple, Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Here he is, Chief.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? Because right now, live from Rally House in Arlington, it is time for this. Big shout out to all the Texas high school football playoff games that are going down tonight, and I imagine tomorrow as well. So would like to speak a couple of dubs into existence, and a big shout out to the Decatur Eagles, 4A quarterfinals tonight in Denton. Their defense last week only allowed 12 total yards. Is that even possible? Versus Canyon Randall High, that's insane.
Who was quarterbacking? Was the guy from the Jets?
Zach Wilson was suiting up for that one.
Yeah,
once again taking the game of inches a little bit too seriously.
Way too seriously.
But it is a great time of year, man. Football in all capacities, whether it's the Cowboys, the NFL, college football, TCU, right here, Rally House, all the TCU Big 12 gear, championship gear that you can fathom, and then of course the Texas high school football is just absolutely gorgeous this time of year as well. So a wonderful, wonderful time. Big dub for the U.S., not only this week getting an actual World Cup victory, but also in lead up to the game against the Netherlands tomorrow. We'll all be at Boomer Jack's for breakfast, enjoying it here in Arlington as well. Looks like the Netherlands getting the flu bug.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, this could be a really nice – I wonder if the line is moving because of it. Could we capitalize on something here, gentlemen?
Possibly.
That would be nice.
The coach said that while they missed practice yesterday, he does expect to have everybody available. But, you know, those flu games, they can go one way or the other on you.
Yeah, that's a good call.
We don't need the Michael Jordan flu game, right?
No.
We don't need that one tomorrow.
We need the Scottie Pippen, like, migraine game.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Did you guys see what I believe to be one of the weirdest stories of all time? And it involves Drew Brees and a fake lightning bolt.
I saw that.
Was that like a viral
stunt?
He was
on a set?
What is going on? It was a set of like a promotional thing, commercial for a betting points bet sports book. And it was some type of advertisement that they were doing. And they faked that Drew Brees was struck by lightning in the promo. And it was to promote their new lightning bets feature. And I guess the idea was to stage a fake lightning strike on Drew Brees to get attention, but in an effort to do so, it actually, like, people actually thought Drew Brees got struck by lightning.
Yeah, if you looked at the video, it kind of looked like, oh my goodness, everybody okay?
Yeah, it's not like a TV commercial at the end. It's like, ha ha ha, that was a clear and obvious joke. People literally were thinking, I guess all night last night and into this morning, that Drew Brees had actually been struck by lightning. So now he is kind of having to come out and be like, hey, sorry about this. Points Bet is doing the same thing. I can't imagine that marketing meeting where they all just decided, here's the plan.
No, they accomplished exactly what they wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they did. I mean, Drew Brees to come out and say, oh, hey, we're sorry and all that. They accomplished it.
Honestly,
it's like War of the Worlds, that thing in the 30s when Orson Welles,
sorry, I didn't mean to scare the whole world to death. There are no aliens, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they accomplished exactly what they wanted.
You know what? You might be right there, Broadus.
They're talking about it. They didn't get hit by lightning.
One of the rare instances where mid segment an L instantly becomes a dub
thanks
to the Broadus perspective.
It's a dub.
My gosh, you are 100% correct. And I don't know what type of backfiring is going to happen in terms of their actual customer base here, but it is good for if all pub is good pub, then home run for Drew Brees in this fake lightning. If he had to like text people on the front end of it and be like, hey, weird stuff is about to come down about
very
me.
Realistic.
It seemed very realistic.
Very realistic when you've got like the Blair Witch Project shaky camera thing.
See, that's what I was going to say.
When you got the shaky camera thing, you can make people believe a lot of things like Bigfoot and things like that. Yeah. You know?
My gosh, man. Pretty wild. 972, huge dub this week going to Metallica at Jerry World. Both shows. Let's go. Very exciting.
That would be a bet payoff for me.
Yeah, you don't like Metallica.
Wow. Are you even an American?
No, it's, you know, I am American.
You,
the thing about
painted
it is,
in
though,
Netherlands gear
it's,
tomorrow?
It's, no. Yeah, I have my face painted orange. The thing about, no, it's the, it's that, that, that music, how the, like, heavy metal music. I never was.
You don't do any rock?
Well, it's rock, but not, I do, like, classic rock. I don't do, like, the heavy metal. I'm not Metallica or Slipknot or whoever. You know, I mean,
oh,
I,
the Screamos.
You can't compare
yeah.
Metallica to Slipknot.
Yeah, that's.
I'm just saying, it's the same genre, isn't it? Basically,
one Screamo, one's heavy metal. It would. It would still be. It would still be.
I would. I would.
But I hear you.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah,
I would.
I hear you. With most rock concerts, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But Metallica is just legendary.
Oh, they are legendary. I'm just saying though, if it was a bet payoff. And I had to go and listen to one of those.
There's some metal
Rob
that
Zombie
that
I don't know. I just
Zombie's good too. But there's some metal that's actually music. You know, it's not just like playing and screaming. And I think
it's like
think
a
Metallica
chainsaw going off
leads
the whole
that group.
Time.
Wow,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
I know, Judas Priest. I don't know. I mean, maybe pretty good. But I just couldn't. If you had to say, oh, you have to sit here for 3 hours, that I would lose.
And you're an AC/DC guy. You're a Rolling Stones guy, but not Metallica.
No, it's yeah. But to me, the AC/DC thing, I don't know. Was that considered like heavy metal? That's the thing.
I think
like
it's
rock,
still classic
but,
rock,
but I don't like
it
heavy.
It was pretty
metal.
Metalish
no.
By the time you got to like 88. Like the Razor's Edge or whatever that
sure.
that album was, that was pretty metal.
Back in Black,
that's
and,
definitely
but,
classic.
But
rock.
They're classic rock for sure. Yeah. I mean,
Hell's Bells.
I love AC/DC.
I think Broaddus is just a big Don Henley guy. You know, he likes to sit back, flip
Boys
on,
of summer,
flip on the
a bad
Eagles.
Song,
and, hey,
that's nothing wrong with the
Beach
Eagles.
Boys. Nothing wrong with the Eagles.
Are
you
all
kidding
right,
me?
Now what are you
I love the Beach Boys. Hey, let's.
I love the Beach Boys and the Eagles.
Let's do a little cruise. Let's Beach Boys and let's do it. Let's do it all. I love it. Okay, big L for Justin Fields, quarterback of the Bears. He had to tweet at Uber Eats. You guys have probably run into this before. He says, I usually don't tweet much, but the fact that I ordered $90 worth of food
and don't
get it dropped off to the right place and can't get any credit is wild. SMH, y'all got to do better. I was hungry and ready to go crazy on that food. Now I'm just going to starve, says Justin Fields.
That's tough.
He's a big man. He'll be okay.
Well, and he's vegan.
Oh, yeah, so it's probably hard to find the right food.
Right. You know? So for him,
they probably didn't want to deliver it to him because it was a joke.
How can you
he's
be
vegan,
that?
I don't know why we're going to give this guy food.
How can you be that big, jacked, strong,
that's
impressive,
why.
And
why.
Be vegan?
It's honestly incredible. And he's a powerful individual.
That's what I'm saying.
It's mom and dad.
He's like 300 pounds below the waist.
You get a lot of protein from beans.
But I get the fact that he just missed a game, but that dude has taken a beating and is just – gotten back out there.
Oh,
gotten
no,
back out
he's
there.
He's incredible. He really is. Cowboys could have drafted him.
Very, very special.
You saying they should have?
Guess you don't need to eat animals to be fast.
That is correct. Hey, Walchuk, I do need to get. Did you have an L? I know we need to throw in Dawson's peeing his pants L this week.
That's
obviously, that
What'd
took
you say?
Place.
That's horrible.
We all heard that story yesterday.
Yeah. Here was an L.
Reminded me of me.
Had a big dub last night. Great practice though.
Oh, yeah?
Back, didn't pee my pants the whole time.
Nice,
you,
dude.
Depends.
I thought that's what all the cool kids were doing these days, was just peeing their pants. I was about to get on board.
Yeah, it depends.
I peed my pants today. A physics teacher has resigned after students discovered her OnlyFans site.
Oh, man. No. Another one of those, huh? Another one bites
just
the dust.
Just pay the teachers. Come on.
Well, and this is a sad story because apparently she jumped on OnlyFans because she has a sick child.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, wow.
Let her hustle a little, you know?
Yeah.
So now she can't double dip,
what are the
dip,
kids
huh?
doing on OnlyFans? They should be the ones in trouble. Get the hell off OnlyFans.
Maybe this turns into a blessing for her. She doesn't have to worry about the side gig of teaching our nation's youth, and she can just lean all the way in to the big money getter
be.
Of all
right.
You know, this might be a good like a fork
her.
In the road where she actually may go the more profitable
Less
route.
Less stress,
here.
Man.
Less stress, absolutely. Okay.
Some of these teachers got it going on, you know, I'm not going to lie. And you're not paying them enough. You can't get mad at them for
but
doing that.
Definitely, when you say some of these teachers, you're clearly excluding the high school teachers, right, Dawson? Based on the bar you set for them.
Van Halen, hot for teacher.
Forgot
man.
About that one.
Oh, my gosh.
She's probably making a killing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Is that a scouting report?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just watch the first half or the second half?
Both halves.
You went for the full four quarters, didn't you? 6-2-0, huge dub today. Got free suite tickets to watch the Horned Frogs whoop up on K-State.
Good for
How
you.
Sweet is that? Why don't you swing Glorious. Through Rally House in Arlington, get you a double dub, and grab some of these championship gear for TCU, and then go represent while they wax those K-Staters tomorrow. 214, biggest dubs, South Oak Cliff high school 5A state playoff game tonight. Mm-hmm. Biggest L audited this week and worked 70 hours.
Oops. Oh, my goodness. Dang, hopefully you got overtime.
Oh, my gosh. You desperately
crypto
need
guy?
That sock 5A state.
Sam Bankman-Fried texting in.
Sam Bank, man. He's a national.
I just lost $100 million in Twitter. How'd that happen?
Of course, biggest dub of the week is being right here at Rally House in Arlington. And then tomorrow, the Fantolo Holiday Party going to be absolutely electric all day long. We have World Cup. We have championship Saturday in college football. We got Wolchuk live impersonations. We got Boilermakers going down with Broadus. It's going to be a pretty wild time.
It will. It will. And we do have one Tolo who has managed to take home a flag today, as we have four more available. Simply name 10 of the 13 all-time members of the G-Bag Nation Air Staff. Carter Freeman doesn't count, by the way. Looking at the text, Grego was never a G-Bag host. He worked on Rage. And Randy Galloway has never worked at the Fan, unfortunately. Maybe Gavin Spittle can remedy that at some point.
Wouldn't
but up until
him.
Now, he's not among the 13. Okay, so join us down here at Rally House in Arlington. We're back with hour number three. What does Indy need to do to have a chance of upsetting the Cowboys? Colts radio analyst Rick Venturi joins you next year, the G-Bag Nation, on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.